Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting 7th. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting 9th. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is called out on strikes. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Darwin. May reaches second base with a double. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is walked intentionally. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Porter and he is out, Babakwa applying the tag. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babakwa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Melton moves to second. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Melton scores. Downing moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing scores. Nyman moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Pete Broberg now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lescano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darwin moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hairston. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Hairston steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Melton strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May is walked intentionally. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Downing hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Yount fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nyman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Nyman reaches second base with a double. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stein bunts towards the mound. Broberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Nyman moves to third. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nyman scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Darwin is called out on strikes. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a fly ball towards center. Nyman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Nyman. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 2 in the game. Bebakwa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Downing hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Nyman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 4 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott strikes out. 1 out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws to second. Stein drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Stein. Darwin moves to second. 2 outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.